Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everyone. My name is Sergeant Anton Duran, and this is Vet Talk Radio. Today's guest is Scott from the American Brand. It's a unique media outlet for the community. It happens to be a veteran running the show, so it has some interesting twist to it. In a few minutes, we're going to go talk to Scott, discuss the concept of how he got the idea, some background information on him, where his organization is going, and some stories from either from his service or let's see how the conversation goes. And until then, we're going to go on the top of the hour, and we'll be back in about 3 or 4 minutes. Okay, guys? So sit back, sit tight. We're going to do a good show today. Once again, I want to say thank you to the Patriot Nation Network for giving us this opportunity, a platform to help other organizations and veterans get the information that's needed out there. So we'll be back in about 3 to 4 minutes. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to Patriot Nation Radio, 347-637-3942.
Attention conservatives, big social media is targeting conservatives like you and me in an effort to silence us and the truth. The free speech social media that you have waited for is here at LibertyRush.com. No longer do you have to be distracted by fake news. Join the war on fake news at LibertyRush.com, the official alternative with no libtard rhetoric. Guaranteed. LibertyRush.com.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Dave Bray, America's favorite patriotic rocker, and you are listening to Patriot Nation Radio Network.
Dave Bray, USA, right now on Facebook, that's DaveBray, USA. I know a lot of cops, you know, in and out of uniform. Very straightforward and good people. Deep down inside, they are very human, just like you and I. They don't choose the laws they uphold. They have to uphold the ones that are put in place by our representatives. And our representatives are the people that we put in office. And the same people that are out there with their signs are the same people that are putting lunatics in office. So here's the wake-up call, people. Don't come down on the men and women in blue for doing their job. Come down to the representatives for passing these BS laws and fix the problems in our laws today. Get involved in your local politics. And that's what I think the song says more over than anything else.
All units, stand by for a special announcement. Our emergency traffic only.
11:45. Prince William calling, 11:45. This is the final call for 11:45. Officer Ashley Gwinden, end of watch, February 27, 2016. May you rest in peace.
This message is brought to you by TheAmericanBrand.org. We are a 501c4 nonprofit founded by veterans for all Americans to strengthen the roots of American working class by telling the stories of America through citizen storytellers. In partnership with Patriot Nation Radio, we are donating $50 to the nonprofit Devil Dog USA with each purchase of a $250 lifetime membership to TheAmericanBrand.org. Devil Dog USA is dedicated to helping homeless veterans find housing and opportunity. Sign up today at TheAmericanBrand.org. That's TheAmericanBrand.org for a lifetime membership and use the sales code Devil Dog USA at checkout. Again, that's one word, Devil Dog USA. Help us give honor to those who have served.
Thank you for listening to Patriot Nation Radio. 347-637-3942.
Welcome back, everyone. My name is Gonzalo Duran, and this is The Talk Radio. Today I have Scott with me from the American Brand. Scott, how are you?
Hey, great, man. Thank you very much for having me on this evening.
No, it's always a pleasure to have American veterans in the house, especially someone as proactive and dedicated to continuing service after serving. So we appreciate it very much.
Thank you.
Sean, would you do us a favor, give some background information about yourself, please, to the audience?
Yeah, so a little bit just about me, which I think is important, is I've kind of had a very different service as a veteran. I started out of high school, and when I joined the National Guard, and I was in the Guard from 83 to 91, had an amazing opportunity, work with Vietnam veterans, and everybody that was my senior leader, my senior NCOs were all Vietnam veterans. And that was really transformative in my life. And then when I got after that, I went through the normal working in commercial world and things like that. And then in 2006, I had an opportunity with the same brigade that I had been part of at the National Guard to go back and do a documentary film with them and do documentary work. And I was the first citizen journalist by the term ever embedded in the DOD embed program. And my entire focus was telling the soldier's story, which is what I did for the entire year. And it was actually at the end of that year, or which was ending in May of 2007, I won an Emmy for the work that I'd done on telling soldiers' stories. Kind of my main idol at that time was Ernie Pyle, who had really done a hell of a job in World War II. And then when I came back to Afghanistan in 2008, I started working very closely with special operations and some other white and black soft units. And that's where I spent the rest of my time, actually, kind of in a mixed role of where I was. But I was working there from 2008 through about 2016. So anyway, that's... that's where I am. So tell me, I guess I'm stumbling now, but that's what, so what do you want to do now?
Well, no, you're a journalist. You're a journalist. It's remarkable to put out all the information so easily out there for you, which you would appreciate, not only that, but your service as well. You know, the touching part, to see you grow into, you know, just an atmosphere of just a regular guy going in and then being jumped into this, the journalism portion, and especially to have it out there, it must have been a big transition. I don't know exactly where you're from, but I'm assuming that it was a big change in your environment. Am I right about that?
Yeah, it was. I mean, because we've gone from, you know, I went from the Guard to, you know, and then in civilian life, and I really, you know, 9/11 affected me deeply. I was actually up in Canada when it happened. I was on, in Victoria on Vancouver Island. And it was a very surreal experience to be outside your country when your country was being attacked. And I there's a lot of great stories about the unbelievable brotherhood that was extended by Canada to Americans. It's a story that really doesn't get told well. But it was unbelievable compassion that was shown there. And my whole focus was how to get home, and we couldn't get home right away. And it changed me. And so the thing is that at that age and where I was with my business, cause I was running had taken over the family business again and, moving forward. And I was not in a place to go back into the service, but in 2006, when I was given the opportunity to go back and tell a soldier story and use the things that I was become very good at. Even though I was running a construction company, I had been mentoring under a Pulitzer Prize winning combat photojournalist, and my resume and my portfolio had been pretty well developed as a strong, not just photojournalist, but video journalist, which was pretty new at that time. And the concept journalist I use very loosely. That's why I tend to use documentary film, because I've never bought into mainstream media. I don't believe in it. I think it's been a propaganda machine for most of our life. The documentary film was a concept of going out and telling short video shorts, short little documentary stories about things and getting a story out. And so when I was given that opportunity in 2006, I literally shut everything down in a matter of about 2 months, jumped into the embed and left everything behind and went to Afghanistan to do what I would do. And what unusual to the type of embed I had is I was not embedded with a specific unit, which is typical, but General Pritt, who was the general in charge of 41st Brigade, had told me, we had a meeting. He says, you're going to be embedded under me, and I want you to travel this entire country. I want you to go anywhere you want to go, and I want you to tell the story of soldiers. And that's what I did. I did 134 stories, over 30 or 40 video stories. I did about 30 or 40 radio interviews. I won an Emmy. I was awarded an Emmy in 2007 in May, and I was nominated for a Peabody that same year. So I consider the project very successful, and it was transformative in my life.
I've never even talked to anybody who won an Emmy, so it seriously is an accomplishment that can be a big stamp on you. But then to have it regarding the story that you're giving to about the soldiers and the service members, it's just a bonus. Now, that concept and everything you just told us is what American Brand Foundation was built on. Could you give us more information on the American Brand Organization?
Yeah, exactly. I appreciate that because really, you know, the American Brand, I think I have to go then into the, just to real quickly, I need to jump into the special operations part of my life, which, you know, as I came in, I was working in a strange capacity, officially as a contractor, but I was working in a very different capacity with that. I really can't go into that too much here. And but in the fact of the matter is that I was, a lot of the work that I was doing was using my video skills to develop information operations capabilities that were very different. It was based on cultural engagement and really trying to get to the root of what we call systemic drivers within the culture and re-empower local villages to connect village to village. And the idea was, is if we could re-empower local villages, we could give them the native tools to move away from the Taliban and come closer to our sphere, and then we'd be able to isolate the Taliban and remove them as whatever capability was needed. What taught me a lot when I came back, and I continued to work on that in the States here. I worked with Asymmetric Warfare Group out of Fort Meade and later up at one of the R&D labs. And this last year, in 2016, I launched a super PAC called Kilroy Rising, which was completely based on special operations veterans. I was heavy on social media. It was kind of setting the groundwork for the American Brand. We moved across. We did what was called the Deplorables Tour. We endorsed now President Trump on September 11th of 2016. That was given to that was actually covered by Breitbart News. You could find it if you look it up. Look up Kilroy or Scott Kesterson, you'll see the article. We had 124 special operations veterans, people that never endorse anything, stand behind Kilroy Rising and endorse now President Trump. And then we did a Deplorables Tour, which was a tour literally going from village to village or small town to small town. And the three of us went and traveled over 8,000 miles, 10 states, and we did this over about 35 days. And we, between the engagements, direct engagements, which were all crowdsourced, and the social media engagements, and then we also were covered by HBO Vice News, we reached over a million people in that span. And what was most important is what I started to realize at that point, and it was that key things. One, I knew Afghanistan better than I knew my own country, which was a disturbing point. And two, many of the same problems that we were facing in Afghanistan between village isolation, insurgent elements, which I'm going to refer to as the left in this country, had taken root and were trying to control small elements, taking control of the politics in these villages. Many of these same problems were occurring in the States. And so that was kind of the foundation of the genesis of the American brand, is how can we start moving the voice of the common American, the daily American. I don't want common to be a negative. It's the daily working class American, the small business owner that doesn't have time to get involved in politics. But their voice is getting overrun by these extremist right and extremist left groups. And I mean, just railroaded through, that we end up in a place in the middle that of a big swash of Americans. Of how do we give them voice? And most importantly, how do we install the values and articulate those values that veterans fought for that are not political? Because veterans don't go out and fight for politics. They fight for something much bigger. And that's where we came to this kind of core of integrity, humility, humor, honor, and love of country. And there's a really big, you know, swashing concepts across the board, but they're at the core of what veterans, for me anyway, and all the people I've worked with, that's what we were fighting for, which was ultimately giving Americans choice, the right to choose. But again, when you start to get extremist elements, whether they're right or left, and they start to dominate the dialogue, we see things going off the rails. And the American brand was set up to start giving voice and doing it through a mechanism that I was very good at, which was elevating the stories of the everyday American to the level where people have time to watch that and understand that there's common issues between them. And that's where we begin, by empowering people again, because when you don't feel it, when you feel alone, you feel vulnerable. But when you start to feel like you have something else that someone else is in common, say like the farmer in Southern Georgia to a fisherman in Oregon, when you start to realize that even though you're two different industries, that you are actually have a lot of common thread in your values, your challenges, your dreams, you start to build a bond, which is very, very important. And that was the principle of a lot of the work that I did in Afghanistan. And so where a lot of the work now becomes driven by that great experience over there and bringing it home to do something that I think is essential for our country, because it resets the most important pieces that we have literally sacrificed our lives for.
And you put that so eloquently. And would you give the audience the information to the American brand and any other information that you'd like to give so they can see what you're talking about? Because the concept that you just made, you literally embedded that into the website, the videos that you're promoting. I mean, we're talking about a farmer. I don't want to give out too much information, but the former concept that you mentioned, it's clean insight right there, so that it's not being, you don't have anybody from the left or the right trying to use that guy as a puppet. I watched a few of the videos, and the intro video as well, which is so powerful. And then some of the work that you're doing, other communities from that, like I saw that there was a lifetime membership with the donations going to a nonprofit organization for homeless veterans. Would you start with giving the information on how the audience can reach the American brand, and then jump into maybe one of the programs, and then anything else that you want to talk about?
Sure. No, I appreciate it. So, I mean, first of all, the website is theamericanbrand.org, theamericanbrand.org. It is a 501c4 nonprofit, and that puts us in kind of a strange space, and I'll explain that after a little bit of why I went there. But as a nonprofit, it's really a social nonprofit, which means it's not like a charitable nonprofit. We're based on donations, but we're out for advocacy of causes. And that allows us to be, unlike a charitable nonprofit, we can be political if as need be, and that's essentially why I set it up that way. We've set up a concept that, and I it kind of goes to the principle, it's what I think is part of the American value, which is exchange, a value exchange. I think one thing that veterans have seen And that's where we have the membership piece. So when I say value exchange, it's why we set up a membership concept rather than just asking for straight donations. One of the things that we have seen, and if anybody that's deployed overseas, is this wanton handout of money that we've created. And it's we don't ever get a value exchange back. We didn't set parameters when we give money to somebody to have them do something back. We kind of do, but it never works that way. And I think at the core of the American value system is it's an economic and social concept that when we pay for something, we give something, we need to give something back. And hopefully it's something you get back that enriches your life. And that's the principle of the membership concept and the American brand. Now, we've set up three tiers, and I try to set it up a way that it's affordable, and it's affordable for a lot of people. And I'll get to kind of the top tier in just a moment of why that's critical. We set up a monthly amount, a monthly service of $4.95 a month, and that's just a monthly donation, but it's all unlimited access to the content on American Brand TV, and you're supporting the bigger actions of American Brand, which are small business and working class advocacy and policy, and then another arm of the American Brand, which is the development of, I would say, opposition intelligence or political intelligence, that is also leads to social action and social activation, which is in part to hold our political leaders accountable. Then we have an annual membership, which is $49.95 a year, and that's renewable every year. And then we have these, what we're offering right now is a lifetime membership. And this is really kind of the big piece here, because this is where we have some opportunity to get in some folks. It really helps us in getting people that are committed on a bigger level, that can believe in the vision. It's a great value and sense of contribution. We're not looking, it's just a point of helping us. But at the same time, like right now with your organization, we're offering a promotion right now, a partnership promotion, where I believe in what you're doing with Devil Dog USA. I think it's the absolute right concept to do. And where we are is for every $250 lifetime membership a person gives, there's obviously a custom URL that you have for you for Devil Dog, and if you go to the main site, if you just put in Devil Dog USA or Devil Dog in the sales code, I don't care, as long as I see it, we can track it. We're going to give $50 of that $250 to Devil Dog USA. And that's part of the ability that we have in making it, one, achievable, but also helping other organizations. And I think this is absolutely critical in the whole, in helping each other and helping common causes. I mean, we can become an advocacy, and at the same time, we can assist with other programs that we work with or identify as being the right thing, and obviously at the core of what we're doing. This American Brand is not an exclusive veterans organization. It started with veterans, but it's intended for all Americans. But that issue, like what you're doing with Devil Dog USA right now, is essential. It's powerful. You're doing that sort of hard on the ground grassroots effort to help empower veterans. And again, it's that same thing. It's not just a handout. You're helping get them off the street, to help them get jobs, to start standing on their own. That's American values. That's what the American Brand is about. Is it, you know, we know that people get down. We need to help them when they get down, and we stand up and help them when they stand up. But at the same time, it's the expectation.
The concept of, you know, I see two organizations working together, and the American Brand, what it stands for, is, you know, we're just, you know, you think of it as different branches, but we're all in one same site. And, you know, putting these outlets out there is giving, I don't want to say a push, because we're hitting harder than just a push. But if you look at other smaller organizations that get bullied by the far left and the far right, even like maybe somebody trying to start a little business next to big food chains or something like that, you see a lot of opposition there. With your progress, have you seen any pushback?
With what we're doing?
Yes.
I mean, as far as what our agenda is and what we're trying to do?
Yes.
Interestingly, yes, and it's in the places I expected to find it. Let me put it that way. The pushback we get is classically, we get the extreme progressive left that hates what we're doing because they associate us with President Trump, or they consider, and they really have a disdain for the broad set spectrum of American working class small business. They really, really hate that group of people. And we get a pushback from them, which is not unexpected. And typically those are coming from the specters of middle-level corporate people living in blue cities. We get pushback from professors. And I blow it off because it's irrelevant to me, because those people are in a minimal risk environment. Some of them are subsidized by taxpayer money, like the professors. And it's really not, their views to me, and I mean exactly what I'm saying, are irrelevant to me, because they're living in a idealistic world that's at one point or another funded by the working base of America through taxation and other things. The other extreme is the extreme right. And we run into some crazy folks out here. We ran into a lot of them on the trail. And Mark Fallon, who was with me, is a Special Forces veteran. And he and I just have had some of the craziest engagements with these folks. These are people that are, they will tell you they're constitutionalists. They will tell you that they're diehard Americans. Many of them are members of militias. They've never served in their life. They try to make this militia thing into being like the great service to their country. But we have literally been in meetings, and I am not exaggerating, these sort of face-to-face engagements that reminded us of like doing the face-to-face engagements, which I've done with Taliban and Mujahideen, where they literally will walk in with guns loaded and they'll tell you, like, and this was before the election, if Hillary wins, we're gonna start hunting Americans. And it's like, what is wrong with you people?
Now, I'm glad I'm in New York sometimes when I come into stories like that. Now, we have 3 minutes, Scott. Would you remind the audience how they can get in touch with not only you but also the American brand? And just any final thoughts that you may have, thoughts that you'd like to share.
Okay,
with.
So theamericanbrand.org, theamericanbrand.org. Go to the website. I'd really encourage you to, if you can, support a lifetime membership. You're supporting two great organizations. I'm obviously proud of what we're doing, and I'm equally proud of and to be supporting whatever we can to Devil Dog USA. At the checkout, use Devil Dog or Devil Dog USA in sales code, and $50 of every sale of the $250 is going to go to Devil Dog USA to help homeless veterans. You can contact us at info@theamericanbrand.org or on the contact page on the site. But I really encourage you to give us support here. It's two good organizations, common cause at the center of this, really helping American centrist values that we just don't get enough of support for. And ultimately, that's what your veterans have all fought for, was the right for Americans to have liberty, individual choice, and the right to pursue their dreams. And that's not political. That's just foundational to our Constitution and our sovereignty and our nation.
Scott, thank you so much for joining us. Once again, we appreciate the work that you're doing and for serving the country, not only while you were in, but while since you've been out as well.
Well, thank you very much. It's been an honor to be here tonight. And I really hope we can get this promotion fired up and get you guys some great support.
All right. Thank you, Scott.
All right. Have a great evening. Thank you.
Well, everyone, that was Scott from the American brand. It's an incredible story, all the work that he's doing and how he's helped individuals from across the country. I'm hoping that you guys take this opportunity to look at their website and not to pitch the life membership, but if you do, do so because of the work that's being done. Look at the videos. Look at Americans from different aspects of the country working, pushing, and fighting for what's right. We only have a little bit left. And a big thank you and a tremendous amount of love and respect to the Patriot Nation Radio Network for giving us this opportunity to bring veterans from around the country to share their stories and give them a voice and outlet, and organizations as well. So thank you to Sergeant Gonzalo Duran again. Catch me every Wednesday at 7 p.m. here on the Patriot Radio Nation Network Blog Talk Radio. Sorry about that. We'll be here every Wednesday at 7 p.m. This is Vet Talk Radio. My name is Sergeant Duran. Thank you so much for being with us. Have a wonderful night, everyone.